Tormented and hurt, his father nearly pushed him to the end of the earth. On his birthday, December the 3rd, that day his dad was drunk, couldn't even remember the birth. And he'd wish he'd go on holidays and never return. His whole body was cut up and severed and burnt. Used to wake up shaking with an image of his dad's face, and how he used to use his body as an ashtray. No one suspected shit, always acting fake. The kid was forced to smile, put on a happy face. He used to try to keep his chin high. If he let an ounce of sadness out, he'd see a fist fly. Teachers asked about the bruising and he'd give lies. A kid's mind with no reasoning to live life. A thin line between hate and depression. If it wasn't with his fist, he'd hit his face with a weapon. The thought of suicide, he'd jump a lake in a second. Without him, his mum wouldn't be safe and protected. He often thought of standing up and fighting back. Was too scared, he knew he'd cop another strike and bash. Except for one day, he came home from school. He was about to leave to a mate's home for pool. He heard screams from upstairs in a bedroom. Mum was yelling, but it sounded like sex too. He was raping her, cold-blooded and fearless. Nobody was near it and nobody could hear it. And why did they deserve this punishment for? Then he snapped, he couldn't give a fuck anymore. Then he ran to the room, possessed by a demon. Saw a throat seething and a nose bleeding for no reason. She hobbled downstairs, broken her leg. Poured his sin all over his wife, an emotional wreck. And the kid stood in the doorway, eyes sarked and black. The father was smashed, laughing as he started to attack. He ducked the first swing, it didn't connect. Out of nowhere, the dad grabbed the kid at the neck. Squeezing his life away, stared into his eyes of rain. He didn't show it hurt. He managed to hide the pain. He sat squeezing and screaming and crying, but the kid let him do it and squeeze it in silence. If he kept going, he would dead him for sure. Then his grip let loose, he flopped next to the floor. And the mum stabbed him in the back with a kitchen knife. Ripped inside, screaming in pain, ready to give her life. He saw his mother on the tiles of tears. It was the first time he'd seen his mum smile in years.